Alex Carbonati with Dean Peterson. Dean, a freshman standout 1 year ago, where he led the team in most wins, 25 altogether in 22-23. Dean, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. It's been a good morning. I got some coffee in me. I got some food in me, so I'm feeling good. My weight's in check, so it's going to be a good week.
Well, you feel good already, but the season's right around the corner, and you'll be more excited when that comes around. What are your expectations for 23-24?
The goal remains the same as last year, NCAA champ. I don't really want to settle for All-American status. I want the top podium.
So, Dean, last year, I mentioned already the 25 wins, most on the team. You were a freshman, keep in mind, one season ago. How'd you make such a strong impression off the gun in your freshman campaign?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have a redshirt season under my belt, so I was kind of able to get acclimated to college wrestling and use that year just to get like used to the training, get used to the schedule, get used to the travel, you know. But still, honestly, last year I wasn't as prepared as I wanted to be. 25 wins is impressive, but again, I did come short of my goal. I wanted to be an All-American. I was one round short. I'm kind of using that as fuel going into this season to kind of like fuel me to get to the top of the podium this year.
Despite the shortcoming, you and Brian Soldano had remarkable campaigns, and both you guys as freshmen qualified for the NCAA tournament. Two freshmen doing that in any season is remarkable, to say the least. And you guys also won many rounds throughout the NCAA tournament last year. So how did you and Brian become this massive tag team as these youngsters leading Rutgers on the national stage?
Me and Brian have a lot in common. You know, we're not afraid to let it fly when we go out there. We like to score a lot of points, and we like to entertain the fans. You know, if you watch Brian wrestle, he'll be on his back 1 second, and then he's got the guy on his back the other second. You know, me and him coming into it, both being freshmen, we kind of, you know, same kind of energy, same kind of feel. The same way that I train is the same way he trains. You know, he works very hard in the room, and he's very fun to watch, too. Anybody that watches him wrestle probably would rather watch him wrestle than me, just because he puts up so many points and it's so exciting. But it really is fun having him a part of the team. Honestly, me and him are two of the better wrestlers on the team, and it's going to be exciting because I think he can definitely make some noise at 84 this year.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The Jersey fans will definitely be excited because you got 9 whole matches this year compared to 4 one season ago. How is that going to rile up you and this crowd even more?
I'm really excited. Jersey fans are the best. JMA is going to be rocking. You know, we're going to have that place bumping with like 8,000 people, and it's going to be very exciting, especially we get to open up against VTech's number 4 or 5 in the country. We get to open up at home against them on November 17th, so that's going to be exciting.
Well, I mean, you know, Big Ten's going to be a big deal as well, not just the VT match to kick off your home stretch, but we all know how tough the Big Ten Conference is when it comes to wrestling. How can Rutgers make even more of a strong impression this year against some of the best of the best?
I think it just really comes down to us coming out strong. I know we just mentioned the VTech match going into like the Big Ten season, but I think that's one of the matches that can kind of jumpstart us because they are a ranked team. And then going in, I think we lead off our Big Ten schedule with Purdue, which is great because then I get a shot at the number one guy. I get my shot at Ramos. I did wrestle him at the Big Tens last year, got pinned, but I really wasn't prepped for that match, prepared for it, and I'm excited to get another shot at him.
So Ramos pinned Spencer Lee. How can you pin Ramos?
Maybe the same way, you know, just kind of going after him, attacking, and trying to get to my offense.
This season upcoming, it's a big year for this program. Last year, you had a great year. Rutgers wrestling altogether had several standouts, newcomers stand out in big ways. How can you stand out even further? And not just that, how can you preview the season, your season and Rutgers' season, in one word?
Hopeful. We have a lot of potential. Up and down the lineup, all 10 of our guys are ranked. All 10 of our guys are dogs. We're going to go out there, and we're going to give teams hell this year.
Dean Peterson's ready to get the ball rolling already, but Rutgers wrestling, they start in November. Dean Peterson, that freshman stud last year, coming back for another campaign for Rutgers in 2023-2024. Dean, thanks so much today.
Thank you.